This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Patricia Nelson. N-E-L-S-O-N, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 12-3-1942. Date of service, is 4/21/2022. Miss Nelson is a very pleasant 79-year-old female with a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, slight depression, diabetes mellitus, gout, obstructive sleep apnea, and restless leg syndrome. Was brought to the emergency room because of not feeling well. She was seen in the emergency room. Her sodium was 121. Chest X-ray was negative for any acute abnormality. Patient denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Denied any palpitation. Denied any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills, no other complaints. Patient, as mentioned, was seen in the emergency room, was found to have a sodium of 121. She was on desmopressin, which was felt to be the cause of her low sodium. Patient was admitted to the hospital when nephrology was consulted. A repeat potassium did improve. Patient was otherwise doing better. Her blood sugars were being monitored. Physical and occupational therapy was consulted. Patient was subsequently doing better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. She did have an episode of hypoglycemia. Also was found to have anemia, iron deficiency. She had significant swelling of the lower extremities, nephrology. Was falling, sodium was being monitored. She was subsequently, as mentioned, discharged and admitted to Wellbridge. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain. She is sitting in her bed having a dinner. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She said that she's working with physical therapy. Overall, otherwise has been feeling well. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, anxiety, slight depression, degenerative joint disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, gout, morbid obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome. Past surgical history has been significant for gastric neurostimulator, pulse generator, initial insertion and subsequent revision and replacement. right total hip arthroplasty. Sacral nerve stimulator implant. Social history, smoking. None, alcohol, none. Allergies to Elevil. Current medications. Include aripiprazole, albuterol inhaler, guanfacine, metoprolol, losartan, ropinirole, amlodipine, heparin sub-Q, Novolog, Novalin N, trazodone, Senna, montelukast, duloxetine, buspirone, atorvastatin, Tylenol, allopurinol, and aspirin, gabapentin, and oxycodone. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of coronary artery disease, denies any history of congestive heart failure. She does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she does give histories of incontinence, has been on desmopressant, denies any history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of back pain, history of joint pain, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs, temperature 98.2, pulse 84 per minute, respiration 17, blood pressure 136 over 74, weight 268.6 pounds, oxygen saturation was 95%, HENT examination was normal, people's vehicle run and reactive to light, extra movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2 plus peritoneal, both lower extremities. Neurological examination was grossly intact. Impression, number 1, deconditioning. Number 2, hyponatremia. Next, anemia. Next, restless leg syndrome. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, morbid obesity. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, gout. Next, bilateral lower extremity venous stasis, chronic urinary incontinence, next, gastroesophageal reflux disease, next, generalized anxiety disorder, next, DJD. Transplant patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will check routine labs, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mark Strack, S-T-R-A-C-H, Mark, M-A-R-K. Date of birth is 11-20-1949. Date of service is 4-21-2022. Mr. Strack is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He is laying in his bed having his dinner. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. no fever or chills. He does state that allergies have been somewhat bothering him, otherwise has been feeling well, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid buoy, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one muscular dystrophy. Next, allergic rhinitis. Next, history of chronic kidney stones. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, anxiety slash depression. Treatment, discussion about his symptoms. I've suggested that he take the Claritin once a day, continue other medications. I've also encouraged him to do some exercises. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Elizabeth Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of birth is 9/9/1956. Date of service is 4/21/2022. Mrs. Smith is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's laying in her bed. She said that she's been doing the same. She does complaints of pain in her neck. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall, she's been doing well. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid buoy, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, multiple sclerosis. Next, hyponatremia. Next, history of spastic paraplegia. Next, neurogenic bladder. Next, chronic anemia. Next, depressive disorder. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment, discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be stable. Continue current medications. To monitor her progress. We'll check, repeat her labs. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.